Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cooler today than it has been, and even chillier tomorrow, and then chillier on Friday. Highs around 60, 62 next 2 days. Ronald Serpas joins us now, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police, and Washington State Police. We'd love to pick his brain when it comes to crime and law enforcement. Good morning, Chief. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Are you going to be wearing little earmuffs and a little cap on your head with this cold weather?
No, but I did mention earlier that I was going to walk in the Turkey Day race tomorrow, and the best I can do is 20 minutes between the replacement knees and the little legs that I have. You probably can walk, what, like maybe a mile in 4 minutes, something like that?
Even if I was carrying you.
With those big long legs? Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I don't know if I'm going to go as a celebration of and walk 5 miles in 20 minutes each as a celebration of what you can do with replacement knees, or have my rear end handed to me with, you know, you can't do what you used to do. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Why don't you come out there and join us?
I'd be out of town. Otherwise, I may.
Okay. All right. No, I'll accept that.
Let's plan it for next year.
All right, let's do it. You can carry me.
I will.
Let's talk about. Yeah, I'll bet you will. Let's talk about differences in law enforcement. I wanted to pick your brain about this.
Mm-hmm.
Between, when it comes to the holidays, between Nashville, Washington, and New Orleans, were there differences or was it pretty much the same?
Nashville and New Orleans are quite the same. They have massive celebrations for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they both have very large New Year's Eve celebrations. And then, of course, New Orleans has all the other traditional celebrations that Nashville has some. Country Music Week is incredible. It's huge. Imagine Canal Street times 10. Mm. Washington State, as the state police, we would go support departments all over the state. So Seattle had big events. Tacoma would have somewhat big events, and Spokane would have pretty big events. So a lot of similarities in that a lot of people are in very confined places celebrating whatever it is that time, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's.
So looking back on the year, what is it that, you know, it started in a terrible manner on January 1st. Mm-hmm. What is it that we can be thankful for as it relates to crime in New Orleans?
I think that we see trends that crime is going down, and that's always a great thing. I think there are real serious and significant issues on the management of the budget at the city level, at the department level, and most importantly, at the overtime level. If you're complaining you need new cars to the public and the public sees the cars you're not taking care of, they get confused about why you need to get new cars. If we complain to the government and we complain to the community that we don't have enough overtime, but then you see just these phenomenal examples of no supervision, no management, no control over people working overtime, that makes it difficult for the public to understand. So there's a lot of work left to be done, and I'm hopeful that the crime will continue to go down.
I'm still confused about this overtime thing. Take me from a management standpoint, because you and I have had this conversation before where, you know, if I'm making $240,000 a year, I'm pretty happy, even though I'm away from home, you would think. I don't feel as though I'm being burdened upon. However, if I'm not working that time, then that's not right. If it's at the expense of somebody else, that's not right. Take me through this whole thing from an administrative situation with the overtime and the problems that you see.
Well, the key issue is that a mayor will make a budget request, the council will fund it, and you will get X number of dollars available. Now, we do have some really kind of dumb examples that there was no line item in the city's budget that the council approved that the mayor submitted. You see that disconnect there? That doesn't make any sense, Tommy.
Right.
Like, well, we didn't know. Well, no, you approved the budget. In the places that I worked, every place I worked, we had to provide a monthly report in person to the legislative power in Washington, New Orleans, and Nashville to explain, you gave us 100, we spent 95. You gave us 100, we spent 105. That's how the government at the administrative side, the mayor's side, and that's how the legislature at the council side ensures that the budget they passed is being followed. It's inconceivable to the people of New Orleans, I think, that no one knew that the police department was spending all this money or any other department was spending this money without it. I mean, I don't know what happened. I was gone. But, Tommy, every month I had to go in front of Jim Singleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked forward to it so I could say to him, Mr. Singleton, you gave us 100 bucks. We spent 100 bucks. We're doing the work you demanded of us, of the council, the mayor's office, and the CAO. So those are the things that do. When you do those, you send a level of confidence to the community that you're managing the money they give you through their taxes. That's really the bottom line. The community needs to see that you're managing the money from the taxes that they earn to give to you, and this hot mess running around that we didn't know and now we're going to do quarterly and monthly meetings should have been going on forever.
Yeah,
why was it stopped during the 8 years?
But with the overtime, let me get back to that from the administrative standpoint.
Sure.
Does that indicate mismanagement, or does that mean you were just doing what you could with what you had? That's what I'm trying to get my head around.
Sure. The police department has overtime at such great levels, I would think clearly because it doesn't have enough staffing to meet the demand of services. But when you get examples of, you know, 10, 15 officers working 16 hours a day, 360 or more days a year, they can't possibly be healthy. They can't possibly be serving. But what it really shows is who's approving all those hours and what are they doing that's important. Maybe it is. But, Tommy, I would ask you this. And you have a very close relationship with a family on the West Bank, medical doctors, that I have a relationship with the father.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to think that doctor was working 16, 17 hours a day, 365 days a year, and I happen to be the patient at 4 o'clock on the 365th day.
Well, and here's what
psychological services talk about how exhausted you get if you try to work that many hours.
And here's the reason I ask. I had a job when I was in college at the Continental Grain Elevator before it exploded, and that was 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it was a chance to make up a lot of money, right? Because that's a lot of hours, but you don't have time to do anything. And I was conflicted because, yeah, I love the money, but that's tough because, you know, you don't even have time at that time. I had hair to get a haircut, let alone do anything else that you need to get done. So that's why I just wonder from the officer's standpoint, from the organization's standpoint, where's the sweet spot in all of this?
Well, I think we thank the officers who are willing to spend more time away from their family because overtime occurs after you did your original 40-hour week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So overtime is after you've already done as much work as everybody normally does. So I appreciate, and I think we should thank the officers who are willing to do that. I don't think we should appreciate and thank the supervisors that are approving these egregious examples of overtime abuse. It just can't be said any other way. Those supervisors are actually sending the message to the men and women who are working for them. I really don't care about what you're doing. I'm going to take care of these handful of guys for whatever reasons, be they good, bad, or indifferent.
Meaning so it's not being spread around?
It's not being spread around, and more importantly, it's being spread around in a way that doesn't make sense to the common mind. 360 days, a 16-day hour shift, nobody can understand that.
You just answered my question because rather than if you have overtime, rather than one guy making, I'm pulling a number out of the air here, $250,000 a year, you could have spread that out to other people where maybe, and again, I'm just pulling these numbers out of the air, maybe a half a dozen people or two dozen people could have made $100,000 a year, $150,000 a year, right?
Well, more simply, as a chief, I would have some deputy chiefs explaining to me very quickly every day, why does these handful of people make this many hours? Not about the money, not about their efforts, not about good people, bad people. Why are you approving? You work for me. Mm-hmm. I can't see every timesheet. Kirkpatrick can't see every timesheet. But you're still ultimately the holder of the responsibility as the chief. Deputy Chief Tommy, Why is it these two guys who work for you are working 16 hours a day, 360 days a year? Would you please explain that to me?
Well, and that's what I'm asking, Chief. And meanwhile, you might have some people, on the other hand, that can't get an hour of overtime and they're as competent. That's what I'm trying to get a handle on. And is it any different than any other organization? We could take a break here. It's 8:22, but is it any different than any other organization where, okay, Fred and Mary, we're going to give you, you're going to need you to work 80 hours overtime next pay period. Michael and John, not so much for you. That's what I'm thinking it comes down to. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. 8:22 traffic now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. 8:28, couple of minutes left with Ronald Surpass, our friend, former professor, practice now in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. So let me get back to this overtime thing real quick to wrap it up. Obviously, if it's like any other organization, if I'm running an auto repair shop, I don't want to give a salesman overtime when the mechanic is what I need. He needs the overtime. Conversely, I guess when it comes to the police department, if I need homicide detectives to do overtime, I need them more than patrol officers. Is it that simple or not, Chief?
I think in policing, pretty much everyone has an opportunity to say they need more time to do the work they're given, particularly when you're short-staffed. But the real key issue that we talked about, if you're advocating for more overtime and the public gets confused at all about the way you're managing what you have, it's a expectation the public is going to say to the politicians, you can't give them anymore. Mm-hmm. That would be the ultimate down for this whole thing. Handfuls of supervisors not doing their job, handfuls of officers gaming the system, sacrifice all the officers and supervisors who are doing the good things, and then it sacrifices the community. The senior leadership has one job, and that's to make sure these inaccurate activities are not allowed.
So then I'm looking at the total amount of overtime that's budgeted and the way it's distributed. If you're shorthanded, is the amount right and is it just being distributed wrongly?
Well, I think the legislative auditor has publicly said what's going to be the biggest issue of all, and that is if you're in a neighborhood where you can afford to pay more for police through self-taxing districts, mm-hmm. and the police are putting officers in there as opposed to the calls for service machine that everybody's supposed to get, that could be a massive problem for confidence in the police department, because it turns into, if you can pay more, you get more. But if you can't, you get whatever we have left. I don't know if that's happening, but it sounded very much like that in the legislative order's comments about some of the findings. It may not be widespread, but just imagine this, Tommy. If you live in Little Woods and you're short officers, but further out of New Orleans East, a community that is self-taxing itself buys more police officers that are coming from the shift that's supposed to be taking care of you, that doesn't sit well. I've seen it in other parts of the country. That is a disaster.
I call that the extra syrup thing with snowballs. How do you know, right?
Yes.
So when it comes to the security districts, is that paid from overtime or is that paid from a special fund?
Often it's a special fund by the community allowed by legislation that they self-tax themselves, and then they transfer the money to either private security or to the police department to do the service extra above what they get as normal taxpayers. The normal taxpayer who can't pay extra and above is the one who feels like they got less.
Thank you, Chief. Start training next year. You're walking 5 miles with
me
on your back.
I'm in.
All right. We'll see. We'll see. Might want to talk to your knee replacement guy about that. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.